Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. How's everybody? I hope you had a wonderful day. As advertised, this show is going to be very, very informative. There are a lot of different diseases out there that people are suffering from. We do shows, we try to cover them all, from cancer to diabetes to arthritis. And today, we're going to be discussing a disease that a lot of people have. Actually, I was reading today that there are new cases every year, and I'll get that figure for you. I think it's like, I don't want to guess it, I'll get the exact figure for you. Every year there are countless new, I think it's like 16,000 new cases of lupus. That's the disease we're going to be discussing today. Across the United States, approximately 16,000 new cases are reported every single year. And we on this show deal with holistic health. We on this show deal with natural forms of healing. And my guest today is, I can't think of a better person to discuss lupus today than somebody who has actually seen the power of a plant-based diet, someone who knows what to do and how to do it to reverse dis-ease. And lupus is one of those diseases. It's an autoimmune disease, okay? It affects the joints. It can affect the inner organs as well. And it's one of those diseases where the body is actually gotten the signals mixed up, the immune system, and it starts to turn on itself, and it starts to attack the good, healthy tissues. So it's one of those diseases. It's not something you can catch from somebody else. Okay, it's not contagious. You can't catch lupus from coming in contact with somebody else sexually. Okay, but it's one of those diseases that's so debilitating, and it affects the joints. Like I said, it affects the kidneys. It can affect the liver. It can affect the heart. And it actually affects African Americans more than any other race. But we're going to get into all of that. I want to get to my special guest. Like I said, there's no better person I know than to talk about the power of a plant-based diet, which is what we advocate here, than my special guest today. His name is, we call him King Coy Dunstan. He's owner and operator of Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. He's been on this holistic health healing journey for some 35 years. That's right. He's been doing it successfully for 35 years. His journey started 35 years ago, when he got the news that his mother was sick, and he's got a powerful testimony. Brother Coy, welcome to Juwanza for Life, my brother. As always, it's always a pleasure to have you. I know when I get you on the phone that we are in for some very powerful information that, if listened to and applied, it can change our lives. Thank you for being my guest today.
Good to be with you again, and good evening to you and your audience and your queen there. We have I hope you all are doing well, and we have a good conversation tonight about what we need to get out to the people.
Absolutely. You know, and as everybody has heard, We're talking about lupus today. It is a very debilitating disease, and it's one of those diseases that if you take this information today and you apply it, okay, we can't use necessarily words like healed and cured or whatever, but for lack of a better term, you can get rid of it and it won't ever come back. Okay, so, okay, if you got the message, okay, you can get rid of it to the point it will never come back. You don't have to suffer with it. And again, brother, as I always say, we always have new listeners, people who are tuning in for the first time. Some people, the regular listeners, they know who you are. They've heard your powerful testimony. But there are a lot of people out there who are tuning in that might not have heard any of this information before. And so I want them to know why they are listening to you today. Would you please share your powerful, powerful testimony on what got you started on this holistic healing path?
Well, it was back in 1980. I was with my, education, completing my education and going through all the process of trying to relax. So I went home to spend time with my family, my mother and father. And as soon as I got there, my mother had said she had just come from the doctor, and the doctor told her to go to Duke University right away because she had been going through this itching and discomfort that she was having, and couldn't take anything or couldn't find anything to relieve it. So the next morning, my dad and I got in the car and drove my mother up to Duke University. They kept her there for about the whole day doing tests and this, that, and other. And at the end of the day, they came back and said, well, we're going to keep her because it looks like we need to do some further research in terms of what's going on with her. So after a day or two, they came back and told us that she had cancer of the breast and the liver and the colon, and that they would have to, take her through the process of determining what method might best fit her. So a couple of days later, they told my mother that she would think chemotherapy was the only remedy that they had that might be beneficial to her. And we talked about it. She asked me, what would I do if I was her? And I say, well, I know people that have had chemotherapy, but they expired anyway. So I probably would just, if it's as bad as they say it is, just pack up and let's go home, and we'll make do with the best that we can in terms of trying to heal your body. So after that, I felt an obligation to kind of get involved with the body and understand how it works. And I ran into this company called Nature Sunshine, and it had all the information that was available in terms of alternative methods of healing the body. And I got involved in it. I learned about it. And we started doing the fasting. We started praying. We, all the things that we knew how to do. So one of the first things we did was got her on some real honey right out of their beehive, and she took that for a while. And as I got involved and understood how to use the herbs, all this happened like within about 2 or 3 months. We started this herb from Mexico called Padiaco came on the scene, and we started getting that. And all of a sudden, she just made a complete return to like normal almost. And I was amazed. So she went back to the doctor a few days later, and the doctor said, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. And so after about 90 days, she was like almost like back to normal. But the process of going through understanding the disease and realizing and accepting it was kind of rough for a while. But after a while, she accepted the fact that she wanted to live. And I'm just thankful that I was there to help her. So about 10 years later, we were still alive, and everybody was amazed at what had happened. And to this day, I've been doing this ever since. So I'm thankful for this calling that God put on me, and I'm here to share it with anyone that listens, and I'm still doing it today. So I'm thankful.
Brother, again, as I always say, that's a very powerful, powerful testimony because, again, what makes it even more powerful is the fact that Your mother was the very first person that you actually worked with when it came to the herbs and changing from, you know, eating meat and dairy and so forth to a holistic plant-based diet. And for it to be your first time using the herbs and to have gotten such miraculous results, your track record with your mother the first time out is better than many allopathic doctors who've been practicing medicine for longer than you've been doing the herbs. I mean, your track record the first time, you got it right, you know, and that's just a powerful testament to the power of the plants that God has placed in the earth, the wisdom that God has placed in the earth. And I always tell people that when I hear your testimony, that it could not have been possible if she did not listen and do what was prescribed. Is that correct, Brother Corey?
That is the first thing. You have to accept the condition and be willing to go forward with whatever recommendation of the person you're working with. And that was my mother, and she finally accepted that. It was a touch and go for a while because, you know, when you tell someone that you got, you know, less than 30 days to live, you know, that it's pretty hard to kind of accept that and come up with a reasonable plan to combat it if you don't have some help and you're not settled enough to fight it. So you have to first make up your mind that you want to live. You know, the first thing the doctor's going to tell you, you're going to die. You got to reject that and say, I'm going to live, and then take it upon yourself to start doing the things that's necessary to live. And that's something we haven't been taught or know very much about. And if you try to do it without a doctor, then they say you're crazy or whatever. But they're the ones that are crazy because they're doing things that are very toxic to the body and will cause the body to go into some other form of disease that you really don't have to contend with in terms of trying to heal yourself. It makes it difficult for the body to heal itself when you're dumping poison in it. And so once we understand that side of it, then we can get the confidence that we can go ahead and begin the process of eating live food, making the juices, eating more vegetables, fruits, and grains, nuts, and seeds, and just stay with that and do all the other things we know to get the disease out of the body. And nine times out of ten, if not 10 times out of 10, you're going to reverse that disease and you'll overcome it and you can heal yourself. Yes, your body heals itself.
God is good. God is good. And there's a scripture in the Bible that says that my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. I always, when I even think about that, that's a very telling scripture. This is God talking. And God is saying that his people, okay, this is God's people. These are the God-fearing people. These are the servants of the Lord, okay, that are being destroyed for the lack of knowledge. That's what's destroying people, their lack of knowledge. They can have all the faith, but their lack of knowledge. Faith without works is dead. Now, I'm not going to start preaching up in here because we got a show to do. But,
well, go ahead.
Again,
we
tonight's show.
Part of it too.
Okay, all right. Look, brother, I'll sneak a preach in a minute now. Don't don't give me the green light. Okay.
Well, you can't say it enough. Because you got to reinforce it, and you got to just keep reinforcing it till people get it. And people have to understand that they have to accept the responsibility for themselves and begin to do what's necessary to overcome whatever condition they face. Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, tonight's show, everybody, as promised, we're going to be discussing another disease. Again, we've discussed so many tonight. Up next is lupus. There might be somebody out there today that just got some bad news, that they were contacted or have contacted lupus. And certainly when you hear news like that from the doctor, if you don't know of another way, for some people it could be the most depressing news that they could possibly get. Of course, fear may set in because, of course, you don't want to undergo what you might feel is in your future. Now, we're here today to tell you that that news that you just got does not have to be the end of the world. That news that you just got could actually be the beginning of a new lifestyle, okay? And when you hear this show, please have an open mind, because in order to get rid of forever this condition called lupus, there are going to have to be some lifestyle changes made, okay? Because, as I stated at the top of the hour, lupus is not a disease that you can catch from somebody else. You can't sleep with somebody else and get it. So if you are at a particular age in your life and you have had physicals in your past, okay, you've gone to the doctor before, at some point in your past, you've gone to the doctor, you've got a clean bill of health, and then your most recent visit to the doctor, because you weren't feeling well, they've run some tests, and then they came back, and their diagnosis was that you have lupus. Well, it came from somewhere, okay? You didn't catch it from sleeping with anybody, okay? But it came from somewhere. And I think that we need to really focus on that, that when you go to an allopathic doctor, they are trained to treat the symptoms, okay? If you go in there with high blood pressure, their job is to lower the blood pressure. They might not be able to tell you how you got the high blood pressure, okay? If you go in for lupus and your joints are hurting, their job is to stop the pain, okay, and lower the inflammation. But they might not be able to tell you how did you get the inflammation. And the means by which they use to lower the inflammation are very toxic drugs with very severe side effects. Okay? So now, let's get into this show. Have your paper and pencil ready, because we're going to ask you to write the information down. Brother Coy, for our listeners, what we know that lupus is an autoimmune disease, but again, we hear these terms, lupus, cancer, arthritis, but we don't know what they are. Could you break it down for us? What is lupus?
Well, I would say any disease is an autoimmune disease. Your immune system, the purpose of the immune system is to keep your body cells healthy. And when you have some deterioration in the cell level, it's an autoimmune disease. But lupus is strange, and I guess we can say that it's called lupus because it's like a rash that appears sometimes on your face or around your eyes or whatever that give you the appearance of a wolf. So lupus is just another way of saying you look like a wolf. So this it's these rashes that appear on the skin. It's these and it can be on your face, on your head, all over your body. But it's basically your autoimmune system is turning on itself and it's beginning to eat the different organs in the body, and it comes up or comes out as primarily shows itself as these like lesions or scars that appear on the face of the body or some part of the head that causes your skin to kind of like shrivel up, and it may turn red or whatever. But it's basically, that's all it is. It's just another indication that your body is over acid. You need to become more alkaline, and so you have to start eliminating things from your life that may be acidic. And we have to learn what foods are acidic and what foods are alkaline so that we can begin to move in that direction. So you can go on the internet, you can get a book on pH balance or alkaline foods, and it'll give you a list of all the foods that are alkaline, and you have to begin to move in that direction. And that's the one thing you can do that won't cost anything. And then the second thing you need to do is understand that associated with lupus is a lack of an enzyme in the digestive system called hydrochloride, which helps you break mm-hmm. down and digest your foods so that you would be able to produce good, clean blood in the colon, and also begin to, again, assist that pH balance in the colon so that you can prevent the acidity level from escalating in the body and creating more problems. So those two things you can do pretty much free. It's not a big deal. You can you just start those two things, and you'll be surprised in terms of how you can slow the symptoms down, at least if not completely eliminate them. But the whole thing with the lupus is to, I guess, just because the doctors say you are diagnosed with lupus, that means that they have taken it upon themselves to determine that that there are at least 4 out of 8, or sometimes it's 10, conditions that's present in your body. So you would you should have in front of you the test that they have ran to show that you have these at least 4 of these conditions out of the 10 mm-hmm. that is indicated. Mm-hmm. One is abnormal cells in the urine. You may have you can eliminate arthritis. The doctor should be able to do that. The butterfly mm-hmm. rashes on the cheek, about that. Mm-hmm. The low white blood cell count, which is mean that the blood is just not being, the cells are not developing properly because of the blood platelets. You should have mouth sores. You should have seizures or psychosis. You should be sun sensitivity, and the mm-hmm. presence of the blood of there is a presence of specific antibodies in the blood of people that have this condition. So at least 4 of those things the doctor should show you before you accept what they are saying to you in terms of the condition that you might have. But all of these conditions come from over-acid systems. You might have yeast. You might have a poor digestion. We talked about the enzyme function of the body to help you break down the food. We talked about the rashes to help, as shown as these red spotches that flare up on you. All of these things come from acid in the system. So if we learn how to dump that acid out through balancing the pH in the system and learn the foods that will help us do that, which is primarily a plant-based diet, but mm-hmm. even that, you need to make sure that the plant-based diet you own, that the plants or the beans or the seeds or whatever you're eating, make sure they are not acidic. And a little research can determine that. And just continue on the process of building up your digestive system so you can produce good blood, and that good blood will take the nutrition to the cells to help either eliminate the problem with the visible signs of lupus that people talk about, or it will absolutely clear it up. So and you can see that yourself, and you can do that yourself. Now, if you're doing that under the auspices of a medical doctor, say, they're going to try to keep you on a prednisone or whatever they give you. And all the things that they have for you, they're not alkaline. They're all acid. So they're really further suppressing your immune system, which is what you're going to, which is the system you're trying to deal with to reverse the condition. If you keep, even though you may take steroids or something and it may help you with the pain or some other condition, it's not helping your body heal itself from the condition of lupus that they call lupus. Mm-hmm. But and you have to take yourself through the process of understanding the disease and what it takes to reverse it. And understanding that you got to start with your diet. You got to start with the plant-based diets, eating the plant-based diet, and learning how to use the herbs like the blood purifiers and the cleansers and the enzymes and all of those things. You want to make sure you're getting those so that your body get to give your body the best chance to actually overcome and defeat the condition that you're dealing with, which is, you know, no matter what you call it, all diseases are basically autoimmune diseases. And if you learn how to deal with the lymphatic system, which is the immune system, you can begin to reverse almost any disease known to man. And it's going to take a little study. It's going to take a little effort. But once you get the idea, you will be able to easily know when you're doing the right thing and the things not to do. That's probably the most important thing, to know the things not to do in terms of a lot of these medications and treatments that are available at the hospital. So that would be a overall overview of what lupus is and what we can do about it.
You know, everybody, my special guest today is King Coy Dunstan, owner and operator of Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. We're talking today about lupus. And you mentioned prednisone, Brother Coy. That is a disease. I'm sorry, might as well call it a disease. They call it this is something that they prescribe for people that have lupus. And I was actually doing some research, and we found that it's got some extremely toxic side effects. One of them is that, like you mentioned, it suppresses the immune system. Now, any drug that's going to suppress the immune system is going to open you up to get a host of other ailments, because you need your immune system. I mean, your immune system is what actually produces the antibodies that, you know, kind of fight off the invaders such as bacteria, viruses, and germs. And so we need a healthy immune system. So any drug that's going to suppress the immune system can't be good. And everybody that's listening, I just want you to hear some of the side effects of prednisone. Aquia Chestnut-Taylor, would you please read some of the side effects associated with prednisone?
Okay. First of all, it says, get emergency medical help if you have any of these signs of an allergic reaction to prednisone. Hives, difficult breathing, swelling of your face, lips, tongue, or throat. It says, call your doctor at once if you have blurred vision, eye pain, or seeing halos around lights, swelling, rapid weight gain, feeling short of breath, severe depression, feelings of extreme happiness or sadness, changes in personality or behavior, seizure, bloody or tarry stools, coughing up blood, pancreatitis, low potassium, dangerously high blood pressure, severe headache, blurred vision, buzzing in your ears, anxiety, confusion, chest pain, shortness of breath, uneven heartbeat, seizure. Other common prednisone side effects may include sleep problems, insomnia, mood changes, increased appetite, gradual weight gain, acne, increased sweating, dry skin, thinning skin, brushing or discoloration, slow wound healing, headache, dizziness, binding sensation, nausea, stomach pain, bloating, or changes in shape of location of body fat, especially in your arms, legs, face, neck, breast, and waist. And it goes on and on.
And the list goes on. That's just the side effects of prednisone. Now, they oftentimes prescribe medications in, they might prescribe more than one medication. The other medications that they prescribe have their own set of side effects. So, and these are just, for example, prednisone might be given just to reduce inflammation. So when you think about the risk that you run just to reduce inflammation, when there are, you can change your eating patterns to reduce inflammation. We know, Brother Coy, if you could talk about even meat and the role that plays, meat creates inflammation in the body. Dairy creates inflammation in the body. Could you talk about that?
Well, yeah, that's anything that we eat that's not live, we'll call inflammation in the body. So if you have this condition, you really want to consider juicing the raw vegetables, green leafy vegetables, I'd say, as the main source of your nutrition. because, yes, when you eat the anything from an animal, it's going to be dead, and it's not going to give you any life, and it's going to create acid in the system, which is what you're trying to get rid of. So if you keep mm-hmm. eating the same thing, and no matter whatever else they give you, it's not going to completely reverse the condition if you're still eating the animal fat. So eggs,
mm-hmm.
yes, you want to eliminate that. You want to eliminate the anything from an animal, the chicken, fish. Now, it's oftentimes recommended that you do the essential fats, but you're going to have to find a source of the essential fat. And if you eat raw, chances are you're going to do a pretty good job of getting your essential fat, but you can also add flaxseed, chia seed, hemp seed. All of those things would provide you with ample essential fats without creating that acidity in the system. So I would not recommend even fish as part of your diet if you have the lupus. So you want to eliminate anything with eyes you don't want to eat. You don't want to make it a part of your... And it's probably a generally good idea just to maintain good health. If you can do that, you're going to be a lot better off in terms of not having to go through this prednisone process or any other prescription medication if you know that you're giving your body what it needs and letting the body heal itself. You're going to find that you'll be a lot better off in terms of your body healing itself.
Brother Coy, if you would, could you talk about, and this is something that we talked about on shows in the past, briefly we touched upon it, but for somebody that has lupus, let's talk about the microwave for a moment, because that thing is deadly. And yeah. I think a lot of times people, it's such a part of people's lifestyle. People are on the go. People are on the run. Let me grab something real quick. I don't have time to heat up the oven. I just want to grab something and, you know, put it in there for a couple of minutes. But when you radiate your food, could you talk about just the effect of that and how devastating that could be for somebody with lupus? Because somebody with lupus, they need all of the nutrients that they can get. And when you're radiating the food, when you're radiating the nutrients out of the food, that can't be good. Could you talk about that?
Well, that is true. But anytime you heat food over 120 degrees, it's dead. And that's whether you use a stove or not. So just using a microwave as an alternative to a stove is not taking you anywhere that's going to be beneficial in terms of your health. The only good diet is a raw diet, and we have to learn how to eat the raw vegetables and fruit in a way that is pleasant to us. But the microwave is deadly because it actually alters the cell in the food that you're eating. It actually alters the cell. It makes it like genetically modified the food. But when you cook food, you're doing that. That's the same thing. So we have to mm-hmm. elevate our thinking to the point to where we need to stop eating anything that's cooked. And that's a stretch for most of us right now. If we could not use the microwave and not use the stove, I think that would probably improve our health more than anything else we could do. But I don't know if people are ready for that or even considering that. So in the meantime, the best thing we can do is just try to stay away from the animal fat, because when you put that animal fat in the microwave, it really destroys the makeup of the meat that you're eating, and it actually turns it into a poison, and it creates all kind of conditions that lead to all other kind of diseases that you open yourself up to, and it really destroys the immune system when you eat it, because it's just acid. It's not life in it, so it's impossible to balance your pH system with it. And so there's nothing that you're going to get from a microwave that's going to really benefit the body in any way.
I hope you all heard that because, again, some things are worth repeating. You know, it's not even – you are absolutely not doing your body – any good by using a microwave to microwave anything. There might actually be people out here that have family members that may have just had children. And, you know, of course, there are people who actually stick the bottles in the microwave to heat it up real quick or whatever. You don't want to do that with a newborn baby because you're starting that baby off wrong, okay? So you do not. If you have children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and you know that their mother or whomever their caretaker is might be prone to sticking a bottle in the microwave, please share this information because you are starting that child off. You're going to compromise the child's immune system at an early age, and you definitely don't want to do that. So not only for children, but for adults, especially particularly we're talking about lupus today, you want to throw that microwave out, okay? You do not want to use the microwave for anything, okay? It's not helpful. It can only harm you. It can only harm you. Brother Coy, you know, I was doing some research today for the show and looking up some triggers for lupus because my thought was, well, again, if you cannot catch it by sleeping with somebody, if it's not contagious, if you can't catch it just by, you know, being around somebody like you could catch a cold or the flu, then it has to come from somewhere, okay? And I actually found that sometimes some family life crises can cause stress, which will bring about the lupus condition. For example, there could be somebody that might have lost a loved one, and now they're really in the process of grieving or, you know, some stressful situation like a divorce even can actually, they found that people who've recently had divorces or, you know, experienced some sort of family life crisis like that, that the stress involved in that situation can actually trigger the lupus. So if you could just talk about even stress and ways in which, or the effect of stress on the body, because again, it might show up in some people as lupus. It might show up in somebody else as something else. But of course, stress is going to have its own side effects. Could you talk about that?
Well, stress is probably the major cause of most conditions that we suffer from. Anytime you shock the body by eating from a microwave, say, that's a shock to the body, you're going to wind up compromising your immune system and creating more stress on the body to have the rest of the body trying to compensate for that. You're going to further weaken the immune system. So yes, that is a process of disease. Some shock or trauma, it can be physical or mental. And I see people running on the street, and I think that they are really putting their body through a whole other dimension when they do that. Sometimes if you're a runner, you may be when you be under 40, you might be able to run forever. But after 40, you're going to wind up with the shin splints and all the other kind of pains. It's going to come and get you sooner or later. So we have to learn how to do more passive exercises to help the body relax so that we learn how to help the body relieve the stress that we are under and build up the immune system to help us fight off the stressful situations that we encounter. So we have to look at that in terms of a change in the way we exercise or think about exercising, even going to the gym and trying to lift twice your weight. That's stress on the body, and sooner or later it's going to catch up with you. And even if you build up to look like Hercules, you still got to come back down. And when you come back down, you're going to be sagging and look like a prune, basically. And so all of these things have, at the end result, you're going to have to deal with the end result if you decide to do these things. But you can get the same result by doing a much less stressful exercises or more breathing and passive exercises in terms of stretching and yoga and all those kind of things. So you can actually get the body stronger and not cause any damage to it and make the immune system do what it's supposed to do by making it move. Like your heart has, your circulatory system has the heart to pump the blood, but the lymphatic system don't. So that's why you have to do these breathing and the passive exercises to help your body pump that lymphatic fluid throughout the body to all the cells so that we can begin to reverse any condition or move out any toxins or dump the trash out of the body. That's the purpose of the lymphatic system, is to move that trash out of the body and bring nutrition to the cell. And you do that mm-hmm. by breathing and by stretching and by yoga and all the other things that we don't do enough of to keep the body from falling in, subject to the stress that we encounter every day.
If we could, Brother Coy, talk about just a holistic approach to healing, particularly lupus. Of course, when we talk about holistic health, the first thing that crosses many people's minds is becoming a vegetarian or a vegan, you know, stop eating the animal flesh. But it's more to it than that. And again, there are supplements that you can take. There are herbs that you can take. I mean, for some people out there who are listening, they might feel like, okay, well, let me start taking my vitamin C. Okay, so if you take your vitamin C, and for example, to reduce inflammation in your body, but you're still eating meat, which is causing inflammation in the body, then you eating the meat could kind of, it's kind of defeating the purpose of you taking the vitamin C if you're not going to change your diet to a livid, because it's going to take more than doing one thing. It's a holistic approach to living, and that's where a lot of people get hung up, not wanting to or feeling as though they cannot change their whole lifestyle. And if you're talking about reversing disease, you're going to have to make a lifestyle change. It's not as simple as saying, okay, well, I'm going to take 5,000 milligrams of, say, vitamin C and reduce the swelling, but I'm going to still eat meat, which is causing inflammation. Okay, and again, so could you talk about just that, the need to make that whole transition? And I know that it's a process and it's not done overnight, but you have to have, as the end result, you have to see yourself, if you do eat meat, you're going to have to see yourself not eating meat. That's got to be the goal, okay? If you smoke or drink, you've got to see yourself not smoking or drinking. That's got to be the goal, because it's got to be a complete lifestyle change so that you can, again, start giving the body what it needs, and you have to eliminate the things that you know that you should not be doing. Could you talk about that, Brother Coy?
Well, when we talk about an alternative treatment in relationship to the diet, we're talking about whole foods. And in relationship to lupus, you want to avoid overeating. You want to eat more frequent small meals. And you want to eliminate, like I say, anything from an animal, particularly cow milk and beef products. We want to increase the vegetables, especially green, yellow, and orange, and consume. And we also need to point out that one of the green leafy vegetables you may want to eliminate is alfalfa, because it contains cannabinoid sulfate, mm-hmm. which is not good for it. It can aggravate the lupus condition, and you need to avoid tryptophan. It's just no tryptophan, no alfalfa, and no animal product. And we need to. Make sure that we're not allergic to any of the food that we do add to our diet or start enjoying. And the nutritional therapies, yes, they. When it comes to supplements, we want to make sure we get our vitamin C. We want the enzymes that we talked about. Make sure you get the correct enzymes. And we want the proteolytic enzyme as well as digestive enzymes. You got to get your calcium and magnesium. You want the zinc. You want the essential fatty acids. You want the amino acids, particularly L-cysteine and methionine, L-cysteine, beta-carotene, and vitamin A. And we want to get the vitamin E, garlic capsules, and vitamin B complex. B5, we make sure we get a plenty of B5, and we want to get the B12. Sometimes you can do that through an injection, and sometimes you can actually take them. Sometimes you can get the sublingual kind that you put under your tongue or something. But it's important to note that, vitamin B6 in high doses can be very useful in reducing symptoms. And over 80% of the, well, there are two kinds of lupus we didn't talk about much, the SEL and the SLE, which is the more common one we're talking about here, have a severely diminished level of hydrochloric acid. So it points to me that it's a real problem with the digestive system. So if you have a digestive system problem, you don't need to be eating anything like from an animal at all, because you can't digest it. And over 50% of the women have testosterone levels and DHEA lower than other women. So it's a hormone and your digestive system. You have to really make sure you get the right enzymes and the right DHEA that you need to make sure that your organs are functioning properly and doing what it's supposed to do. But there are a lot of...
You know, Brother Coy, as a... Yes, sir. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, that's the... that's a basically a basic alternative treatment program. No animal fat. Stay away from the alfalfa. Get your enzymes. Take your vitamin C. And make sure you get your hydrochloric acid so you can break down and produce good cells.
Everybody that's online, if you have a question, all you have to do is press 1. I see you up there. All you have to do is press 1, and I can bring you on board, and you can ask Brother Coy your question or make your comment. For those who are just tuning in, we've covered a lot. One of the things, if you, again, the show is about lupus. If you're just tuning in and you missed some, these are some things you want to stay away from. You do not want to deal with the microwave at all. You do not want to deal with meat or meat byproducts at all. You want to cut meat out of your diet. You want to cut dairy out of your diet. You do not want to use the microwave at all. You want to make sure that the foods that you are consuming are alkaline and not acidic, okay? And there is a way that you can actually test your body to find out what is where you are on that scale. And if you find yourself to be acidic, then you can take steps to make sure that you become alkaline. You want to juice, okay? You want to juice because that's one way you can quickly get the nutrients into your system, okay? And you want to eat green leafy vegetables. You know, there are supplements out here, for example, that if you can't get everything, if you on the go or whatever, you know, there's supplements out here that you can take that can help with you making sure that you get all of the nutrients that you need in your diet. But again, microwave, got to go, okay? Meat, dairy, got to go, okay? You want to eliminate stress from your life. When there are certain, for example, crises in the family that can cause stress, for example, a death in the family, divorce can be a very emotional time and can cause stress. These are things that actually can trigger the onset of lupus. And again, for everybody, if you have a question, all you have to do is press 1. So let's talk about, Brother Coy, treating pain. Oftentimes when you're dealing with somebody that has lupus, there's a lot of pain that's associated with it. It could be pain in the joints. What can a person do naturally to deal with pain so, you know, they don't have to take the medication that the doctors are prescribing?
Before we go to pain, I think it's necessary that I mention that birth control pills can also be a cause of aggravation of lupus in the body. So if you have lupus and you you're on a birth control pill, that you want to find another way to do whatever you need to do to get off of that. But when it comes to pain, it's a lack of oxygen in the body. So the first thing I would learn to do is how to breathe. Yeah, generally, we're not breathing when you got pain in the body. Your oxygen is low, and we have to pump that lung so that we get the oxygen level higher up in the body. One way to do that is the vitamin C is an excellent way. Oxidative stress is oftentimes associated with pain. Vitamin C eliminates the oxidative stress if you get the non-acidic vitamin C. Maybe 5,000 milligrams per teaspoon, you can do that. Just a simple way to do it. But if you have a more severe case, you may want to look at using hydrogen peroxide or something. The food grade H2O2 is very effective in adding oxygen to the body. It's been used successfully with AIDS patients. And anyone with a disease, as chances are, they have a low oxygen level. And we have to learn how to breathe to keep the oxygen level up. And we have to learn how to boost up the oxygen in our body from the foods that we eat. Raw foods will give help you with your oxygen level. And the vitamin C and the hydrogen peroxide, with all those things will aid in getting rid of pain. So if you have a painful situation, or if you have associated with a lot of pain with your disease, you got to get the oxygen level up in your body. Where there's oxygen, there's no pain. So it's just telling you that you're not breathing properly, or you're not breathing or doing enough to get your lungs to produce the oxygen that your body needs. So this pain sets in, and you go into taking all these medications that the doctor gives you for pain, but it does nothing to help you breathe or build up the oxygen level in your body. So you have to, maybe when you get into that situation, you may want to talk to some professional in the field of holistic health, and they can help you with a diet or program that would ease the pain, or some supplements you can take that would ease the pain without suppressing your immune system. And you will be able to overcome the pain without much problem if you do that.
Everybody, again, my special guest is King Coy Dunstan, owner and operator of Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. If you have a question, all you have to do is press 1, and I can bring you on board. Brother Coy, let's talk for a moment about, again, somebody out there may have just been diagnosed with lupus. Of course, as with any disease that you get diagnosed with, it can cause fear, and we put our trust in the doctors, and we actually put our trust, when we're putting our trust in the doctors, we assume that because they're doctors and they got the white coat on and they got the plaque on the wall, we assume that they know the body, okay? And when you go to a doctor after the doctor has given you, say, a bad report and has made some sort of recommendation, and you say to him, well, I was listening to Juwanza for Life, and I heard this brother on there named Coy Dunstan, and he was saying that if you take vitamin C and change your diet to a livid, and you start eating, fruits and vegetables, and stop eating meat and dairy, and, stop using the microwave and drinking more water, then I could actually get rid of this thing. They can actually expect the doctor to say, that stuff doesn't work. It might not hurt, but it ain't going to help. I mean, they can actually look forward to a pessimistic reply from the doctor. Isn't that correct, brother?
Well, yeah. You got to remember, when doctors are educated, they're not educated in how to heal the body. They're educated in how to administer drugs and pain and surgeries and all the things that drastic measures in terms of making the body, trying to make the body do something. That's what they're educated in. And they do it primarily through drugs and cutting and radiation and all those kind of things. So you have to understand who you're talking to and what they're going to tell you. They don't know. They're not taught nutrition in the medical school. They're not taught how the body can heal itself. They're not taught how to eat or what we should eat. As long as they can sell it and make a dollar on it, it's okay with the doctor for you to eat it, in terms of what they're saying, because they're going to get their money, so they're not going to stop anybody else from getting their money. So they'll sell you a lot of junk that's not live foods just because of the dollar. So you have to always look at the end result or the whole purpose of what this capitalistic system is about, is about the dollar. So if you don't know how to take care of yourself, you fall victim of that, and you get caught up in this cycle of going from doctor to drugs to hospital to doctor to drugs to hospital, and round and round and round until they use you up, and then they turn you over to the undertaker, and he make his last money on you, and you're gone. But you can
bring that back. I was going to say, while the family's going to the funeral, the doctor's going to the bank. And so, I mean, it's really an insidious process. But, you know, even when you think about it logically, even when, for example, you go to the doctor and the doctor prescribes something for you, even if the doctor says, hey, I'm going to prescribe it to you in the lowest dosage, okay, well, one of two things is going to happen. Either it's going to work, or it's not going to work. So if, let's say, for example, the doctor says to you, I'm going to prescribe you this medication, but I'm going to give it to you. I'm not going to start you off with a heavy dosage. I'm going to give you a real low dosage. Well, if it works, then he's going to continue. Okay, we'll stay here. You just continue to take that. And so now that short-term usage becomes long-term usage, and there are side effects with short and long-term usage. Now, if it doesn't work, let's say he prescribes this low dosage and it doesn't work. He might say then, well, the next logical thing is, well, I need to increase it, okay? So now this low dosage that he started you off with now becomes a higher dosage because the low dosage didn't work. So one of two things are going to happen. Either the low dosage is going to accomplish what he said it was going to do, which was, let's just take inflammation. He says, okay, I'm going to give you a low dosage to relieve or reduce inflammation. If it works, then he's going to keep you on that dosage, and now your short-term use becomes long-term use. There are side effects associated with both short-term and long-term uses of, let's just take prednisone. If it doesn't work and the inflammation does not reduce, then he has to increase it, correct? That's just logical. Okay, so now with higher dosages of, say, prednisone, then there are more side effects. As a matter of fact, for those who are just tuning in, we actually went over some of the side effects of prednisone because there are people that might be taking that. Here are some of the side effects of prednisone, okay? Decrease in the amount of urine, dizziness, fast or slow pounding or irregular heartbeat or pulse, headaches, irritability, mental depression, mood changes, nervousness, noisy, rattling, breathing, numbness or tingling in the arms or legs, pounding in the ears, shortness of breath, swelling of the finger, hands, feet, or lower legs, trouble thinking, speaking, or walking, trouble breathing at rest, weight gain, okay? There are also abdominal or stomach cramping or burning, abdominal or stomach pain, back aches, bloody black or tarry stools, cough or hoarseness, darkening of skin, decrease in height, decreased vision, diarrhea, dry mouth. I mean, this is going in alphabetical order, okay? There are so many side effects. Eye pain, eye tearing, facial hair growth in females, fainting, fever or chills, flushed or dry skin, fractures, fruit-like breath or odor, full or round face, neck or trunk, heartburn, indigestion, increased hunger, lack of sleep. It goes on and on and on. Now, these are the side effects of a drug that is prescribed to reduce inflammation. These are the side effects of a drug that is used to reduce inflammation. Now, if we're here telling you that there are natural ways to reduce inflammation, why would you chance any of these side effects, okay, to reduce inflammation when you can do it naturally by just changing your diet to a livid, stop eating the things that are going to cause the inflammation, like meat, dairy, you know, it's so easy without the side effects. But Coy, listen, what I want to do, because I know there are people out there listening and they're hearing this information and they're like, I got to contact that brother. Could you please give your information so that people can call you if they want to get in contact with you? Brother Coy? Brother Coy, are you there? Okay, we're going to get Brother Coy back on the air. I'll give his information for you until we can get him back. Listen, Brother Coy is at 202-562-0041. That's 202-562-0041. To everybody that's listening, whatever the situation is in your life, whether it's cancer, whether it's lupus, whether it's arthritis, whether it's whatever it is, God has already given the answer. It's in the earth, okay? You have got to know that when you change your lifestyle, when you say, I'm going to live and I'm going to trust God's way, I don't need to take something that has side effects, because a substance cannot be both bad and good. It's either good or bad. It can't cure this and cause that and still be considered good. I'm going to repeat that. A substance can't reduce inflammation and cause dizziness and still be considered good. A substance can't reduce inflammation and keep you up all night and still be considered good. It can't reduce inflammation and cause nausea and still be considered good. It can't cure inflammation and cause a trouble with your heart and still be considered good. If it cures inflammation but causes heart trouble, then it's bad. If it cures inflammation but keeps you up all night, then it's bad. If it cures inflammation but now your eyes are blurry, then it's bad. It's either or. It cannot be both. Brother Coy, could you give your information for people who are listening? If you happen to be in the D.C. area and you want to stop by and get with Brother Coy, could you give your information for the people?
I'll first say amen, and if you need to contact me, I'm at 3923 South Capitol Street, Southwest. That's 20032. The store name is Secrets of Nature, and the telephone number is 202-562-0041. Anyone need to call me? If you don't get an answer, just leave a message and I'll get back with you. That's how you contact me. I'm there most all the time. So,
Brother Coy, lastly, there's somebody out there that's hearing this information and they're wondering, well, how do I make the transition? I'm hearing this information, man, and I know that, this medication isn't good for me. I know that what I'm hearing today is really, really the answer to my prayers, but I know it's going to take work. I know I need to change my lifestyle. I know I need to change my diet to a livid. I know I need to stop eating meat, but what am I going to eat? I know I need to stop eating dairy, but, my favorite food's got dairy in it. I know I need to drink more water. I know I need to do these things that I'm hearing. I believe it, but I don't know how to make that transition. How do I transition, Brother Coy? Somebody, I'm speaking for somebody. How do I transition off of the medicine? The doctor's got me on prednisone. The doctor's got me on some other stuff, and I'm in pain. How do I make this transition? Because I want to do it, but I just don't know how.
Well, in the words of one of our ancestors, you can't keep doing the same thing and expecting a different result. So you have to come to grips with the fact that you have to change your mind. It's a mind thing, and you have to, in order to change your mind, you have to study. You have to understand what you're dealing with and what you, the process by which you have to make the change. And take the lead of the people that have done it before or that can show you how to do it. Try it. If at first you don't succeed, try it again, because you go to the doctor over and over and over and nothing happened, nothing changed. So why do you put your trust swept someplace where it's not working? So learn how to do the things that you need to do on your own so that you can begin to make a difference in your own life and in the life of your family, begin to break the cycle of ignorance that we live under that causes us to be diseased and dying.
And Brother Coy, for the people that are out there, we're talking about getting rid of it and it not coming back, okay? We can't use the word cure on the air or healed, but, although I can't say the word cure, I can say that's what Coy did. Killed his mama. I can't. Oh, did I say it? Okay. Healed his mama. Well, did I say heal? Well, he got rid of his mama's cancer. She had cancer, everybody, in three places, both breasts, the liver, and the colon. And by changing her diet to a live it, y'all get it? Diet, live it, okay? He was able to extend his mother's life, okay? So now, if you, we're talking about within a short period of time too, Brother Coy, right? We're not talking about, it didn't take forever. She was eventually back in the pulpit. We're talking about get rid of forever and not have to, we're not talking about, I'm not talking about monitoring lupus or controlling lupus or getting, keeping the lupus under control. I'm talking about, and we're talking about getting rid of it, okay? But in getting rid of it, if you want to get rid of it, there are certain other things you're going to have to get rid of too. Meat, you're going to have to get rid of it. You want to get rid of lupus? You got to get rid of meat. You want to get rid of lupus? You got to get rid of dairy. You want to get rid of lupus? You're going to have to get rid of the microwave. It's got to go. You want lupus to go? Then these things have got to go. You're going to have to change your diet to a livid. Your food that you intake is going to have to be alkaline. You're going to have to drink more water. You're going to have to relieve, get the stress out of your life. And you're going to have to call Brother Coy. Okay, now let me say this to everybody. People get skeptical when we talk about, okay, call this person, call that person, you know, because people always think somebody's trying to make a buck, all right? Mm-hmm. You don't have to call Brother Coy if you don't want to call Brother Coy. I would advise that you call Brother Coy. He's done it, but he's not the only person that's healing people. Brother Coy has been on this path for 35 or more years. There are other people out here. Dr. Lathan, who's a regular on this show, cured herself of thyroid cancer, okay? She changed her diet to a livid. She got rid of, she did the same thing that Coy is recommending. She got rid of the meat. She got rid of the dairy. She got rid of the microwave. And in a matter of months, she got a clean bill of health. The question is, now you've been praying. Now the answer has come. Are you going to be the people like in the Bible who, remember the guy who came to Jesus and said, Master, what must I do to inherit everlasting life? Jesus told him what to do. He was like, I've already did that. Then Jesus said, well, go sell everything you got and come follow me. The man dropped his eyes and walked away sad. He couldn't do it. Now, the answer has come. What if God came to you and said, you want to be cured of lupus? Go in your refrigerator. Throw all the meat out. Throw all the dairy out. Take that microwave. When the trash man comes next week, that microwave should be right in there. Now, question, do you want to live? Can you do it? Will you do it? Okay? Because now you've heard the information. The choice is yours. Coy is not talking about something he heard somebody else say. He cured or got rid of for his mother cancer in both breasts, the liver and the colon. The first time he came into contact with herbs and started changing her diet to a livid, she was the first person that he worked with. Now, the question is, what are you going to do? All of this information has been proven scientifically. This isn't hearsay. What are you going to do? The answer to your prayer is here. Will you receive it? It's what you've been waiting for. All it's going to require is change. God will give you the strength. God will help you to change. But you are going to have to surround yourself with people who are going to support you in the decision that you have made. If you say, look, I heard that show, it spoke to me. God spoke to me. We're just vessels, okay? If you feel like God spoke to you, you're going to need to surround yourself with people who support you in this decision. The people that love those who have lupus, you can't cook meat around these people, okay? You can't. You got to get on this thing with them. You got to go vegetarian with them. You got to go vegan with them. Support is not just, oh, hey, listen to this. Oh, that's interesting. Okay, support is, you know what? I'm going to call that brother in the morning. Let me give you the number again. Coy Dunstan, 202-562-0041. That's 202-562-0041. There's a scripture in the Bible that says that the herbs are for the healing of the nations. Isn't that right, Coy?
That's correct. Genesis 1:29.
Genesis 1:29. You heard it. You don't believe us? Go look it up. Genesis 1:29. The herbs are for the healing of the nations. Brother Coy, I want to thank you, sir. You are a blessing to this planet, my brother. I pray that somebody heard God this evening because we're just vessels.
I appreciate you.
We're just, all we do is just bring the information. We give it to you. What you can, what you do with it, that's on you. Brother Coy, final words for our listeners, sir.
Well, we've told people to get rid of their stove and their microwave, so they got to replace it with the juicer that would juice green leafy vegetables, a good blender, and a food processor, and follow the recipes in there and start using them in to make your breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and see the difference that it makes.
Brother Coy, I'm going to give your information again. Again, I always say this. I'm going to say this number until you know it by heart. 202-562-0041. So, Brother Coy, if somebody calls you and they're like, you know, I heard the show last night, brother. You know, I don't know where to start. You know, I know that that was God speaking. And I need your help. can they call you?
They can call me. They can call me, and I can give them the best advice that I can give them that I have, and we can go from there. We'll work it out.
So if somebody was making that transition off of lupus, how soon could they see results, Brother Coy? Again, they're trying to get off the medication. They don't want to do it. They've heard the side effects, and they're like, oh, my God, the doctor didn't tell me that. He didn't tell me that my vision could be blurred. He didn't tell me that I was going to be up all night. He didn't tell me that I'd be susceptible to fractures if I took prednisone. He didn't tell me that I'd have increased urination, loss of appetite, loss of sexual desire or ability, lower back or side pain, menstrual irregularities, muscle pain or tenderness. He didn't tell me all that. But now you have this information. You can't pretend like you didn't hear it. You have this information. You cannot pretend that you did not hear what you just heard today. Now, the question is, do you go back and pretend like you didn't hear and just go back to the doctor like Coy said? People, they don't ask the doctor any questions. They ask you all the questions, huh, Coy? They come to you with all the questions.
Yeah,
but when the doctor says, okay, that stuff don't work, is somebody going to say, when is somebody going to say, doctor, how do you know? How do you know it doesn't work? How do you know it doesn't work? Do you know people that have done it? Do you know people that haven't tried it? But you say, Brother Quinn, they come to you and they ask you all the questions, huh?
Yeah, yeah. And I have to go through the process of trying to explain how I know. But we have to do that because we got to have patience to deal with us. And we have to get them to the place to where they can have the confidence that they can do it themselves. That's where we want to take them to. And
well, Brother Coy, again, my brother, I appreciate you. And to the listeners out there that are listening, this show may have been the answer to your prayer. And sometimes the answer may come, but because it doesn't come the way we want it to come, we say that's not it.
Yeah.
But you have to ask yourself, was this the answer to my prayer? Did God answer my prayer this evening? I have the information. Now, I can't pretend like I didn't hear it. And we're talking about any disease. We specialized or specifically talked about lupus tonight, but this same information that you're hearing tonight could apply for any disease. High blood pressure, low blood pressure, arthritis, pain, you know, gout, diabetes, you know. If you give the body what it needs, you know, you're going to get rid of whatever it is. Again, Coy got rid of
it.
Yes, go ahead, bro.
It's been proven that you can reverse diabetes and arthritis in 7 days or less.
Mm. Wow.
Just by changing.
7 days.
7 days. but you got to do it.
What more could you ask?
Process. Yeah.
Brother Coy, I know we went over, brother, and I appreciate you being patient and helping to, again, disseminate this information. Brother, I bow to you, to the listeners again. May God speak to your heart and direct you into which way that you should go. Again, this was our offering to you. You can call Brother Coy, 202-562-0041, or you can choose not to go that route, but you have the information. And for Brother Coy, again, I thank you, and I ask that God continue to bless you, to open doors for you, because the work that you're doing is so, so very, very needed. And, brother, we need more brothers like you out here that are willing to share this information because, again, you are the answer to many, many prayers, my brother. I thank you so much for being on my show tonight.
Well, without you, no one would have been able to hear me. So I thank you for what you do, and you be blessed and your family, and stay strong.
Thank you so much. Yes, sir. Everybody, that was King Coy Dunstan, owner and operator of Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. He comes on once a month. We take a different disease. This night, it was lupus. And again, search your soul, okay, and pray and ask, is this what God wants you to do? Because we know that through a holistic lifestyle that you can change and you can live. The herbs are for the healing of the nations. Again, I want to thank everybody for taking the time to tune in. We want you to live. We want you to live. We want you to live. Until the next time, my name is Jawanza. Thank you so much for your time. I know that you could be doing anything else, as I always say, but you took time out to spend it with myself and Brother Coy. To the listeners, thank you so much for your support. Thank you for, you know, again, just having an open mind and an open heart. May God speak to you. Share this information. I love you. My name is Jawanza. Peace and blessings.